This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's a toss-up, or maybe not even that, as to whether there's going to be another congressional vote on gun control this year. Advocates are trying to make it happen, trying to get some kind of expanded background check passed. Not often heard in that debate so far, though, is anything about firearms training. Only a couple of states require any before you buy a gun, which, as the demographics of gun ownership change, is of interest to industry and experts alike, as Marketplace's David Gura tells us.
Preston Whittington lives in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Well, we keep the firearm back in our closet towards the back of the house, right off our...
A few months ago, he bought a handgun, a Glock 19, just in case.
You know, I have a family, I have a two-year-old son, and one of the things that has been in the forefront of my mind, since, especially since he was born, is providing for and defending my family.
Whittington is among a growing number of American gun owners. A recent survey found that half of all gun purchases were for self-defense. That's up from a quarter in 1999. Whittington's gun set him back $575. It took him a while to save up for it, but his spending didn't stop there. He forked over almost $250 for training on how to use his gun.
I was not going to buy a firearm unless I signed up for training and safety classes the exact same day.
Whittington calls a firearm a tool that has the ability to cause a lot of damage. And as he puts it, he needed to learn how to behave with one. Whittington didn't grow up with guns.
To be honest with you, it was just something, since I was never exposed to it, I never understood the need for it, and it was just never a part of my life, so it wasn't something that I was passionate about.
That changed 5 years ago. Whittington had moved to the U.S.-Mexico border to work at a factory in Nogales. He remembers the photos in newspapers of violence related to the drug trade.
And the more I began to see what was going on in Mexico, the more I started to think about my own safety and my own ability to defend myself here in the States.
Whittington and his wife debated whether or not to become gun owners for 3.5 years. And when they finally decided to, Whittington was struck by something: how easy it is. In Mississippi, there's no permit needed and no training required to buy a gun.
You fill out some paperwork and they do a quick background check, and if everything checks out, then you're able to walk away with the firearm the same day.
That's how it works in many states. Phil Cook teaches public policy at Duke University. He says that even in states with what are considered to be the strictest gun laws, you can buy a firearm without any hands-on training.
I think what worries a lot of us is that with all of the talk about guns and self-defense, that we now have novices walking into gun stores and buying a gun who really know nothing about it.
Preston Whittington fires off a few rounds at the Ridge Crossing Shooting Club. This is where he came after he bought his pistol. Most gun owners who get formal training get it in the military. Marine Corps recruits study marksmanship for 3 weeks. That kind of training would cost a civilian thousands of dollars. Whittington and his wife took a private lesson from Nikki and Dee Dee Carter on a Sunday afternoon. The Whittingtons paid $75 each. Nikki Carter says he always starts in the classroom with 2 hours on safety.
And then we go into mostly your fundamentals, your sight picture, your grip, your stance, breathing, trigger control, all your basic fundamentals in shooting.
Dee Dee Carter says demand for training has been up since President Obama was reelected and since the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut.
We are booked into September at this point.
Roughly 1.5 million Americans are expected to take a firearms training course this year. The Whittingtons had to wait 2 months for a lesson. Meanwhile, that Glock sat locked away in a safe on a shelf.
I would feel more comfortable if everyone else that owned a gun around me, if I knew that they had taken the same safety training.
Right now, there's no way to know what training they've had, if any at all. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.